you watch the statistics, we have one of the highest series of comorbid illnesses, diabetes, prostate cancer, hypertension, heart disease. So we rank right up there. Actually, we are in the top 10 in a number of those areas. I would blame the health sector for that. We should be monitoring persons throughout their life cycle, as Cuba do. We take Cuban nurses, we take Cuban doctors, but we don't accept the Cuban model of focusing on primary health care. Because still, even today, the majority of persons dying, and you hear it from the daily press briefings, that is persons with comorbid illnesses. And unfortunately, when they do speak about persons without comorbid illnesses, obviously, they cannot make that definitive statement because they have never monitored that person. So we always recommend that they say no known comorbid illnesses.